The following was recorded at the St. Louis Bi-State Area Convention in 2014. The opinions expressed here on this recording are those of individual OA members and do not represent OA as a whole.
Our topic, finding your passion, creativity, and purpose in recovery. Again, I'm Lisa, compulsive eater. So good to see all of you. I just want to begin by qualifying. I've been in program since November of 2001, and through the grace of God and the 12 steps and all of you, I've been free from binging, purging, and starving, and I'm really grateful for that. So whenever I got this topic, I was really happy because this is a part of my recovery that I'm in right now, is working on being happy, joyous, and free. When I was in the disease, it was really just about faking that or trying to get away from the misery, but now I'm really opening to joy, and I think that that's what this topic really lends itself to. When I first heard the topic, I thought it was about finding that one thing I'm good at or love, or that activity, like something outside of myself, like what am I really creative at, or what am I passionate about. And since I've been in recovery, I've done a lot of things that I could have never done before. You know, I've done traveling that I couldn't even have dreamed of. I've taken a variety of classes and workshops, things like drawing that scare me because I'm not good at it. But recovery told me I don't have to be perfect at things. Tennis, another thing. Competition scares me, so that was something I was able to do and have a lot of fun. Reiki, I've gotten a degree in the field I love. I've gotten certified in an activity I love, and which is a spiritual expression for me. And I'm not saying this stuff to brag, but these are the gifts I've gotten. But when I think of my passion and my creativity and my purpose, I'm not going to find it in any of those things, because that's what I was doing before recovery. I was looking outside of myself. How can I feel good? How can I feel worthwhile? And in recovery, I've learned it doesn't come from anything outside of myself. I think my creativity, passion, and purpose are revealed one day at a time by living the 12-step program, by continually working the steps and the tools on a daily basis. Steps 4 through 9 uncluttered my life enough where I could even open to what my purpose is. I had no idea what my purpose was. It was to get enough food, eat as much as I can, and not gain weight. That was my purpose before program. How can I get rid of all this and hide my packages? Steps 4 through 9, and step 10 daily cleanses me. So I'm not dealing with all of that. I can have room for joy. I can enjoy nature. I couldn't be present enough for that before program. Steps 1 through 3 and 11, 12 just enrich my life. I filled one of these out for what my life was like before I found abstinence and recovery. And there was a lot of time of obsessing, binging, getting food in secret, hiding wrappers, and the evidence. Always had to get rid of the evidence. I didn't want my husband to find it, like he would care. I don't know why I was so worried about that. I was taking about up to 30 laxatives a day so I wouldn't gain weight. And you can imagine the time I spent in the bathroom, also throwing up. It was like a full-time job, exercising compulsively. I didn't have the energy to be passionate or creative or to really have a purpose that filled my heart and brought me joy. I was too focused on the disease. I was checked out. Plus the foods I was eating, it was either too much or too little, and they weren't good foods that nourished my body. So I was in that constant food fog. And that's why I think that everything, no matter what it is, just each day, why my job, why my husband, why going for a walk or doing yoga is so much, everything is so much more enjoyable in recovery because the food fog is gone. I also spent a lot of time beating myself up, not feeling good enough. And I still do that today, but it doesn't last nearly as long. I have someone who reminds me not to take myself too seriously, and progress, not perfection. And that's a way I can live my life. I can't live my life trying to be perfect. I heard a quote, and it said, I'd rather live my life making mistakes than faking perfectionism. And I love that. It just takes the mask down. So when I looked at my daily routine today, I thought, well, if my passion and my creativity and my purpose isn't in, you know, those outside things, what is it? Where are those things found? And it's in the simplicity of life. Like, I didn't have simplicity before. There's a lot of drama. I made everything complicated, but now my life is really simple and I love it. And I have a routine. I didn't have that before, and that helps me feel safe, and it makes me keep coming back to the tools and the steps every day, and that's what I need. I need that routine to work my program. But I don't even like using the word work, because I found that for me to have anything to give back, I have to really take good care of myself. So working my program is self-care for me. It's not something I dread or drudgery. It's an investment. I mean, I told you what it was like before. Anytime I spend on the program now, first of all, I enjoy it, and it makes my life so much better. There's this quote I love from the Big Book. It's on page 77 into Action. Our real purpose is to fit ourselves to be of maximum service to God and the people about. And that's where I do find my joy, is being of service. But I'm no good if I'm not taking care of myself. So that's what I need to do first, is take care of myself. And then after I do that, kind of like I needed to be at step 9 before I could start sponsoring, I just needed to do some care for myself before I had anything to give. And even today, you know, I need this program just as much 12 years later. I need all of it and even more. I need to be good to myself so I have something to give to others. So the idea of nourishing myself every day, that's where I can have room for creativity and for passion and for fun, is whenever I take good care of myself. And program teaches me how to do that. Another quote I love from the Big Book, actually it's from the 12 and 12. As the body can fail its purpose for lack of nourishment, so can the soul. So before, I wasn't nourishing my body with food and the right amount of movement, either too much or too little. But I have to nourish my soul, and that's what the steps teach me. I'm going to kind of go over what I do each day to take care of myself, and then I'll let you know how that helps me find my purpose and my passion. I meditate just 15 minutes a day. And that cleanses me, and it teaches me how to rest in my higher power. I used to have a real strict meditation practice, but now it's just resting in my higher power, letting go. I don't really know what my higher power is, but what I learned in program is if higher power was small enough for me to figure out, higher power wouldn't be big enough to help me. So I don't even have to know, but I just know it's good, and it keeps me abstinent, and that's the most important thing. Prayer connects me to higher power's guidance. My food plan helps a lot. I eat at the same time each day, plan meals, which keeps my energy going throughout the day. It's really important for me to eat at the same time. That was always a setup for me before when I didn't weigh and measure, because that frees up energy for me when I'm not trying to figure out how much to eat. You know, I've got a plan from a dietitian. I don't have to figure out when, where. I've just got an easy plan, and I need that energy for other things in my life because I'll spend it all on food. There's a simplicity I love in program. And simplicity comes again in the types of foods I eat. I heard a woman say, I don't eat crap anymore, and I love that, which means caffeine, refined foods, artificial and processed foods. And that's my food plan. Just get the crap out and give myself some real food. And that's what makes me feel alive and good and whole and connected to the earth. Each morning I write, and that's my purge. I don't get to throw up or take laxatives anymore, but I still need to get rid of the junk between my ears. So I journal. I always tell myself, you have to sit down for 3 minutes, but it's usually about 5 or 10 minutes. And I read my 4 today, and if I'm working on step work, I'll work on that. And my movement is so different. One of the best, movement is really important for me to stay sane. I don't even like to use the word exercise a lot anymore because it was so brutal. my exercise is really gentle. It's gentle stretching. It's going for walks in nature with my husband. And if I can't get out, you know, just walking on my treadmill, and I'll call people when I'm on it. Because, you know, I got a fit program in where I can fit it in and make it work, or else it won't last. And I've learned that. So gentle movement, just being good to my body. And in nature is really good for me because I can connect with my higher power at the same time. And I'm passionate about all of those things. And I care about all of those things. And, you know, on a weekly basis, I'm making calls. And that fellowship is another part of my purpose. And I want to share another quote from the Big Book. To watch the eyes of men and women open with wonder as they move from darkness into light, to see their lives quickly fill with new purpose and meaning, to see whole families reassembled, to see the alcoholic outcast received back into his community in full citizenship, and above all, to watch these people awaken from the presence of a loving God in their lives. These things are the substance of what we receive as we carry AA's message to the next alcoholic. I'm sorry, that was from the 12 and 12 again, but I'm not a Big Book guru. So anyway, I cannot believe the joy I get from sponsoring, from being sponsored, to seeing people recover, to seeing their lives change. That is an amazing gift. I love that. So calls, service, I feel useful again. And service makes me work my program, because even if I wouldn't make that call, if I need to make a call about service, I'm connecting with another compulsive eater, and that's a surrender. All of these things are a step three for me. It's a complete surrender, saying, I need God. I can't do this. 1, 2, and 3, I can't do it on my own. I know higher power can help me, and it's definitely a letting go. And, of course, meetings are my medicine. It's a small amount of time for what I get back. You know, my sister mentioned how, well, you go every week, and, you know, it's been all these years, and I don't, you know, my program's non-negotiable. I don't miss meetings. It's not if I have time. But when I think about it, I go to about 2, maybe 3, but usually 2 meetings a week. That is a small amount of time compared to what I spent in the disease. So for me to get my medicine and a few meetings and to be happy, joyous, and free, it's well worth it. And then other things I do to take care of myself, massage, reading, give myself permission to veg out and do nothing. I don't have to feel guilty about it, because when I used to veg out before, I was stuffing my face and then, you know, going to throw up. Travel, working on not taking myself so seriously, that is a process for me, because it's not really my normal demeanor. It's something I'm learning and practicing. Games, and my husband and I are learning to play. We're both learning just to play and have fun. And it's just joyful. So, I don't know, the simplicity of all. I get to be imperfect, and I still deserve to exist. Before, if I wasn't perfect, I didn't think I deserved to be on the face of the earth. I get to be present, serve others, have energy to give to others that I really want to give, not out of guilt or people-pleasing, and to feel whole and nourished. So that's kind of what I take away from this. So what I want you to do now is to go ahead and take your green sheets, and maybe this is exactly the way you want it now, and if it is, that's fabulous, but is there anything that you want to invite more of into your life? More creativity, passion, or purpose? Maybe it's something with your program, but maybe not. And it says, one day at a time. And the thing I was taught by sponsors, and that I teach my sponsors, it's all baby steps and progress, not perfection. So maybe it's just one thing that would be different on here. But what would you like to invite into your life or open up to that maybe is a little bit different from the other side to invite more creativity, passion, and purpose in your life? And maybe you can take a moment to tap into your higher power and see what would bring more joy or passion into my life. So I'm going to go ahead and open it up for sharing.
Hi, my name is Shannon. I'm a food addict. Thank you, Lisa, for posting this. It was very insightful. I looked at my day, and it's full, it's busy. I have a job, I have a 13-year-old daughter, and what I noticed was I have no set time in my day for spirituality, prayer, and meditation. And what I was sharing with the group that I was in is that, you know, every once in a while I'll be driving and I'll get this feeling of peace and serenity that flows over me and I'll feel so grateful and so in touch with the universe, and that is very much the exception. I do not get that just, you know, walking around. I'm not walking around going, you know, there's something out there and I feel in touch with it, and that's where, you know, that's certainly where I'm lacking. And I went through a period of time where I had just written some stuff on index cards and just, you know, wrote down some prayers, some stuff from the big book, some stuff about Buddhism, and just things that spoke to me. And I would take time and I would read that stuff. Sometimes I just read it out loud to myself. And lately I've gotten away from that, because when my time feels crunched, the first thing to cross off my list is my prayer, meditation, spirituality, because it doesn't come naturally to me. So that's something that my action plan for that is to, you know, I need to just take action. I need to say, you know, if it's 3 minutes a day to start, you know, and I'm just reading these cards, even if I'm not closing my eyes and, you know, and lifting myself up to something else, if I'm just reading the cards, even if I stand up and go, well, that was a complete waste of time, at least I've done it. And then the next day it might be a little easier, and then the next day it might be a little easier. But making that an absolute, not negotiable part of my recovery, I think, is going to help me and eventually get me to the point where I am feeling a little bit more connected to something bigger than myself, because that's the only thing that's keeping me sane and sober right now. Thank you.
Hi, my name's Annie. I'm a compulsive eater anorexic.
Hey.
And I love this, just looking at, having an action plan. So one thing that I do is my son goes to school from 12 to 3:40, and a lot of days I'll just have this list of everything needs to get done, and I just, like, run around and try to do things, and I can just feel this energy, and I'm like, just stop and ask for guidance, and I just, like, keep going a lot of times. So what I'd like to do is when he leaves, I have a little bracelet I can set an alarm on. It, like, buzz when I set the alarm. So I can set it for the same time every day, and when it buzzes, I can at least commit to a minute of just stopping and connect with higher power, and I can ask someone to be my accountability buddy that I can report into. Not to, like, beat myself up, but just to be aware of, you know, what I'm doing. And I think that's the biggest one. So thank you for that.
Hi, I'm Kate, and I'm a food addict. Hey. One thing I shared with my group is I've been working on balance lately, and I've especially been keeping my work day to 8 hours, and that's made a difference, but this chart really made me see how finite a day is and realize how often I'm doing stuff after work, and it just made me think this balance. I've been learning so much about myself during it. I'd like to actually do less than I'm even doing right now, so maybe stopping one of my activities or something. But also it made me think in terms of creativity and passion and stuff. I am learning more and more who I am with this balance, and it made me feel like when should I say no to something? And instead of grabbing it and saying yes and doing it. And so that's what I would like my action plan to be, is just keep in touch with HP inside me, my instinct of what do I like and what don't I like and what may I say no to. And, yeah, that would be same for me. Thanks.
Hi, I'm Chris, compulsive eater.
Hi.
One of the things that I thought of was recently I've been finding that my morning writing, I usually do step 10 and 11 both in the morning, and I usually do them in my bedroom after I've gotten up, and usually after my shower. But I was thinking that's not really been working for me recently. For whatever reason, I feel like I'm either running out of time or I'm not looking forward to it. It's like one more thing on my to-do list. And I spoke with my sponsor about it, and she and I both agreed it's working for me doing those two steps in writing. It's so I can't we agreed, I can't just get rid of it. So finding a different time to do it or a different location. And I thought when we were doing this, I thought, well, what if I moved it outside now that the weather's getting nicer? You know, just changing my environment, something small like that. Maybe it'll work. Maybe it won't. You know, nothing's for forever, which is hard for my mind to wrap around because I want guarantees. So if I can just say, hey, I'll try it, and if it works, great. If it doesn't, fine, and one day at a time. Thanks. All right, well, thank you all for being here. Let's go ahead and close with the Serenity Prayer.
Oh, God, grant you serenity to accept the things I have.